Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Fourth Turning Is Here, what the seasons of history tell us about how and when this crisis will end. Neil Howe expounds on a fascinating theory that posits history as a cyclic phenomenon, marked by four distinct turnings that recur cyclically throughout time. Building on the groundwork laid in his earlier works, Howe delves deeper into the current era, identifying it as the onset of the fourth turning, a period of profound social, economic, and cultural upheaval that ultimately redefines the fabric of society. Through a blend of historical analysis, sociology, and predictive insights, Howe offers a compelling glimpse into what the future might hold, arguing that understanding these cycles is crucial to preparing for the changes they herald. This book is both an exploration of a provocative historical theory and a guide for navigating the challenges it predicts, making it an essential read for anyone interested in the forces that shape our world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of turnings. Neil Howe introduces the concept of turnings as distinct epochs that cycle through history, each with its own characteristics and lasting roughly 20 to 25 years. These turnings, the high, the awakening, the unraveling, and the crisis, reflect recurring patterns of change within society. Howe argues that these cycles can be observed throughout American history and beyond, offering examples from the Renaissance period to the modern era. He meticulously analyzes how each turning influences societal norms, politics, and culture, ultimately shaping the course of civilization. The idea challenges the linear perception of history, proposing instead that historical events and societal shifts tend to repeat in a cyclical pattern, offering the possibility of predicting future trends based on understanding past ones. Secondly, the characteristics of the fourth turning. The fourth turning, according to Howe, represents a period of intense crisis and transformation that culminates the cycle. This turning is characterized by widespread upheaval, including economic downturns, social unrest, and a general reevaluation of values and institutions. Howe suggests that signs of the fourth turning are already evident in the current climate of political division, economic instability, and social discord. He explores how this phase could lead to a redefinition of national identity and a restructuring of the social fabric. Through a combination of historical parallels and contemporary analysis, Howe lays out the potential course of the fourth turning, underscoring the critical role of collective action and leadership in navigating this tumultuous period. Thirdly, historical cycles and predictive analysis. Neil Howe's methodology combines historical analysis with predictive modeling to forecast the challenges and opportunities presented by the fourth turning. By examining past cycles, Howe identifies patterns that suggest possible outcomes for the current crisis period. This segment offers a deep dive into how specific historical events, from the Great Depression to World War II, align with the turning framework, providing insights into how past generations have navigated similar crises. Howe's predictive analysis is both fascinating and controversial, as it implies a level of determinism in history that many may find debatable. Nonetheless, his detailed examination of cycles provides a unique lens through which to view potential future events. Fourthly, collective action and the role of leadership. One of the key themes in The Fourth Turning Is Here is the pivotal role of collective action and effective leadership during times of crisis. Howe argues that successful navigation through the fourth turning demands proactive leadership and a willingness among the populace to embrace significant change. He discusses the qualities of leaders who historically have risen to the challenge during similar turning points, drawing parallels with current and future potential leaders. This analysis extends to the grassroots level, suggesting that societal transformation is not solely dependent on prominent figures, but also on the collective efforts of ordinary people. The emphasis on unity, resilience, and adaptability offers not only a blueprint for overcoming the challenges of the fourth turning, but also a hopeful vision of a society that emerges stronger and more cohesive. Lastly, the impact of technology and globalization. In exploring the fourth turning, Howe does not shy away from the role of modern developments, such as technology and globalization, in shaping the nature of crises and opportunities. He postulates that these forces could exacerbate the impacts of the fourth turning, bringing about changes at an unprecedented pace and scale. This discussion includes the potential for technology to either deepen societal divides or provide solutions to complex problems. Similarly, globalization's impact on national identity, economic stability, and cultural exchange is critically assessed. Howe's nuanced take on technology and globalization underscores their dual potential to either hinder or aid society in navigating the complexities of the fourth turning, making this segment particularly relevant in today's interconnected world. In conclusion, Neil Howe's The Fourth Turning Is Here is a compelling read for anyone intrigued by the patterns of history and their impact on the future. It is especially relevant for leaders, policymakers, educators, and activists who are at the forefront of navigating societal challenges. This book not only offers a framework for understanding the cyclic nature of history, but also provides insight into how we might prepare for and influence the outcome of these inevitable turnings. Howe's theory suggests that by understanding the characteristics and challenges of the fourth turning, society can adopt strategies to mitigate its severest impacts and emerge stronger. Whether one wholly agrees with the cyclic theory or not, the book serves as a valuable prompt for reflection on our collective ability to influence the future. It encourages proactive engagement with the issues we face today, making it a crucial read for those looking to make a positive impact in a world at the brink of significant transformation. If you would like to support Neil Howe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.